What does Senator John McCain have in common with a shotgun-toting drug pusher? Well, not enough. That's the argument in the latest installment of our online series, Speak Your Mind. Speak Your Mind is kind of like Pass the Mic. We give you a chance to take center stage on our blog. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He's here to tell us what happened with the Omar versus McCain commentary and more. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So what's this article on The Wire versus McCain?
Well, a reader named Corey Richardson from Austin, Texas, wrote a piece titled, What John McCain Could Learn from Omar Little. Now, for those who aren't familiar, Omar Little is a fictional character in HBO's The Wire who's a stick-up man, so basically he's a criminal, but he's a criminal with a strict code of honor. Richardson writes, I wish John McCain watched The Wire, not because it would give him a better sense of what's going on in urban America. I wish he had watched it to learn the lesson of Omar Little and what life is like for a man with a code. And he goes on to describe in detail what he sees as McCain's unfair and scurrilous attack ads against Obama. And that drew a number of responses, among them this from a reader named Kasserin. I could not be sadder to see a man I once considered a decent and honorable public servant do this to himself just to satisfy his need to win at all costs. She wrote that speaking of McCain. And Judy Ferguson and another reader wrote, I want Obama to stop answering these attack ads and just talk about what he plans to do for the country. So.
All right. We've also got Tyler Perry, you know, the man who occasionally goes in a dress and makes millions of dollars for it. He's got a new movie out with a biracial cast.
Right.
What are folks saying about that?
Yeah, that new movie, The Family That Prays, hit theaters last weekend. And, you know, Tyler Perry, try as he might, cannot seem to shake this criticism that he's a hack who peddles in stereotypes. So we linked to a post on the blog Vexed in the City, which makes the argument. And the post was titled, If You Like Tyler Perry Movies, I Don't Like You. And it included this line, drop in a plot and then sprinkle in a large Negro in drag and you've summed up the entire anthology of his work. So here's what Tyler Perry had to say about his detractors in an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network.
If you look at the totality of it, yeah, sure, the silliness of Madea is over the top and she's not saved and she's loud mouth and she's saying all this stuff, but go watch some of the movies and see the message.
So here's the thing. With all the economic and political news this week, Tyler Perry is still our most popular post for whatever reason. And Dominic Brady wrote, I feel Perry's movies are getting stronger. They still lack great writing, compelling characters, and a complex storyline. But if what he's doing amounts to practice, I'm fine with that.
So, yeah, it's people are definitely on fire about that. And we also have been talking almost incessantly about the financial meltdown in this country, which
is incredibly
profound. As a journalist, I have not seen anything like this in well over a decade. I'm not sure I've seen anything like this at all. We keep asking people for their opinion and their personal experience. What are folks saying?
Well, we took two unscientific polls on our site. We asked our online community, how much is the depressed economy affecting your lifestyle? And 45% of those polled said a lot. And then we asked, will the economy get worse before it gets better? And 80% of those polled said they thought it would. So two very interesting results there, and it doesn't say much for the betterment of the economy.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our heads up.
Yeah.
Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios at NPR West.